More details now on our top story about yesterday's May Day protests in Seattle. 9 people were arrested following violence that broke out during demonstrations last night. 5 police officers were injured. Officials say protesters threw Molotov cocktails and rocks at police. The violence happened during a self-described anti-capitalist rally in downtown Seattle. And we caught up with some of those protesters and asked them why they were demonstrating.
I'm tired of this capitalist bullshit.
Capitalism exploits the 99% and is destroying the planet, and it needs to be destroyed.
We heard all the flashbangs, and there's people injured over that way.
There are people that are here as protesters using their medic skills, like nurses, volunteers that are here to help people.
We ran into some really angry people protesting us. This guy almost tried to take away our sign and threatened to kick our ass. I don't feel very safe out with all the police and all these other, I guess, angry Trump supporters.
The over-policing makes me uncomfortable.
I want one of these protests to turn into a large-scale uprising like we see in Baltimore and Ferguson. The police are extremely violent and are attacking peaceful and innocent protesters.
That was Mads Jacobsen, Robert Alden Bruce, and Laurel Cleveland. A similar demonstration happened last year, and police were criticized for their crowd control tactics. Mayor Ed Murray says the city will review the police response to this year's demonstration in order to improve crowd management practices. Now, before last night's violent demonstration, there was a peaceful May Day march and rally to show support for immigrant rights. Several hundred people turned out to march nearly 3 miles from Seattle's Judkins Park into downtown. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones was there, and she asked people what's top of mind this election year as immigration continues to be a hot-button issue.
My name is Josephine Moreno, and I live in Seattle. We come here every year. We undocumented. We've been living here for 25 years. But we both working full-time and another part-time. So we paying a lot of money on taxes, and we feel like we deserve to allow us to stay here because we are working hard.
Sure. My name's Luis Escamilla. I live in SeaTac, and I work for the Tukwila School District. The rhetoric, the attacks against undocumented immigrants, you know, I think being visible is just so needed. You know, the struggle is daily.
That audio postcard from KUOW's Liz Jones talking with people at yesterday afternoon's immigrant rights rally in Seattle.